This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Can we discuss the training session we have this morning?
No, I don't want to discuss it again.
I like how, by the way, we all chose to do it today when it was rolled out.
Get it
in
out of the way.
August.
Oh, I thought
it
you meant
it was due in October.
I thought you meant because we were told get it done. You have 72 hours to get it done, or everybody's going to be in trouble.
That came out was a little aggressive.
Get it done.
I think I'm still the holdout.
I don't think
you haven't done it.
Oh, Dan, would you like for all of us to help you?
Give you a preview?
Because
Dan,
I cannot wait to watch those videos again.
So we are inundated, and we talked about this briefly on the show yesterday, when there just so happened to be a vice president of the company sitting in Sam's studio.
Yeah, thanks for that.
You're welcome. And we decided to make fun of how many curriculums, classes, online videos we get sent every month. Payola plugola.
How not to electrocute yourself.
Yes, I mean...
And don't say these words.
Right.
How to respond to people on the text line. There is an entire section for that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to use the term Super Bowl in advertising. Mm-hmm. All this stuff. You know, there's certain phrases that are used at the beginning of boxing matches that we're not even allowed to say on the air.
Just stop talking.
Everyone listening that has ever worked for any corporation is screaming amen right now.
Yes.
Because this is not a broadcast-centric thing.
But
someone has a job,
sure,
and that job is to try to keep the company out of hot water. And because of that, they throw all of these training modules at you that are uninformative, awful.
Poorly acted. Wait, I'm not ready.
I watch those videos and I don't choose love. I choose anger.
So
it takes all of us.
So the one that we are absolutely required to take and they keep track is the racial discrimination, sexual harassment video that we have to watch every year. I've watched it 30 times. Always different.
Gets worse every year.
The acting is horrible. The plot, the
scenarios.
Yeah, the scenarios are just so unbelievably awful.
Well, at least this year we had human actors. Last year it was just, if you remember correctly, it was like paper mache, weird, blocky cartoon characters.
So this one involved a young lady by the name of Elise and a very stalky, weirdo perv named Daryl.
And another woman featured in the film, her friend, Elise's friend, Cheryl.
Cheryl, that's right. Mm. Daryl does not know how to take obvious verbal and physical cues from a woman and probably belongs in prison.
Would you like to go get a beer?
Or a coffee? And hang on, I'm not ready yet. I mean, setting up the story.
Does he have a medical issue?
No, he's just a weirdo.
I had a medical issue after suffering through all of those videos.
You had it during.
Sure did. Anyway, Daryl approaches Elise at one point and says, would you like to go out for dinner and maybe grab a couple of drinks? She lies to Daryl and says that she's in a very committed, very serious relationship. The next day at work, Elise is in the back kitchen with Cheryl, and Daryl is around the corner listening in on their conversation.
Ooh.
And hears Elise admit that she is single and loves being single. She leaves the kitchen, and Daryl surprises her.
He pounces.
And comes out of nowhere.
How you doing?
Oh my gosh. The show is amazing. I know I'm not going to tell you anything, but if you want to see the best romance.
No. Not listening.
You don't care about romance?
Thanks. Seriously? Look, I could not be happier. Being single simplifies everything.
Okay, right. You might have a point.
Mm-hmm. But I will see you inside. I am meeting with Cass.
Okay. I like romance.
Hey, Elise.
Daryl. You keep surprising me.
So, you're not seeing anyone.
How did you... Oh, right.
I mean, that's great. We can totally have that dinner now.
Daryl, we're good friends, and you're a great guy, but let's just stay friends.
Come on, friends have dinner together.
I'll get back to you.
Okay. Why are you making me even listen to this again? I was actually ragey after sitting through all of that this morning.
Would you like for me to pull up another one?
No, I'm good.
Would. Okay,
I would. I am starting to feel harassed.
That soundtrack, the music in the background.
Good,
remember when we were growing up, the soap operas would have that chord of, it was like on an organ. Uh-huh. And as they would go to break during the soap operas, it would go, meh, you know, that's the only thing those videos are missing.
Hey, Elise.
Daryl, I'm so busy. I have to get this monthly out.
Yeah, but you have to take lunch, right?
I'm going to eat at my desk.
Okay, great. I'll run up to the truck and I'll join you.
Honestly, I'm so busy.
Okay, well then, maybe next time.
Here's the best part. You ready?
No.
Yes, I am.
I'm fine.
I'm ready.
Bring it home.
Oh, I thought that was where she said, what would you do?
What would you do? Daryl needs to register as a sex offender.
By the way, there are two more videos follow that where he still approaches her. At one point says, let me walk you to your car.
He is someone who does not know how to take a hint.
Hey, perfect timing. Hey, let's put that date behind us, huh?
Yeah.
Mind if I walk you to your car? Just make sure you're safe.
My car is right outside.
I get worried about you being alone out there.
What are you doing?
It's my cell phone number. Text me whenever, or if you change your mind about that dinner.
It's my cell phone.
I don't know what to do here.
Okay. I do.
Have you ever been in this situation?
No, I would have decked the guy.
What if you do?
That soundtrack, that music sounds like...
I mean, it's...
Movies.
Someone's winning an Oscar.
Somebody's winning an Oscar.
Better clear that show, Daryl.
No, this is just, there's no script there. That's just her getting in her car looking around.
Why do you have to show that?
It's so stupid. We are working on getting an actual professional on the program. If we cannot get it done tomorrow, maybe Friday, to talk about that, like, this is an important topic. Like, bad things in the workplace do happen.
Correct.
Why does anyone think those types of videos are going to help anyone either avoid that scenario, you know, avoid being a creeper? Like, those videos are not going to help any. What it does is it checks a box.
I'll push back on that a little bit if I'm allowed.
Please, yeah, please.
I think that there are people in the workforce, including in our company in this building, that are new, that are younger, that have never seen these types of things before put in front of them that they have to mandatorily watch. And they may be watching it going, you know, that happened to me. And it gives them permission to push back and to take action. Yeah, we've watched these for decades.
But do we have to listen to music in the background that only appear in movies that kids shouldn't watch?
Brown chicken, brown cow.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Yeah. warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.